One of the in our lives, in mine and my wife Patty, is to watch our grandchildren grow and to be part of their lives on a regular basis. This is not a picture of any of them. It's just a picture. At times, it's mind-blowing and hilarious and inspiring and just great to see them grow and develop. I mean, you can't really properly describe with words those moments that you say, did that just happen? Did they really say, where do they get that stuff from? And you see them grow and you see them develop. And in spite of those moments when you say, oh, I just wish you could stay this age and cute forever, you never really wish that on them or you. Whether it's grandchildren or your own kids, I mean, that would be tragic to do that. It's normal for them to grow and to develop from little babies. It's part of the healthy process, part of a plan from birth to childhood to teen years to young adult to adulthood to older adulthood, if you will. I mean, Bio and Mary, is your hope and wish that Daniel will stay just like he is now and never grow and develop? No, why not? It's the same for Esther, right, with Nelson. She doesn't wish that. And sometimes we see Rosa and their little motor guy, Jacob, who is just everywhere. She can't wait for him to grow and develop, and that's awesome. You see, you hope to see them grow and develop into good people. Growth is normal, and it's proper, and it's desired. It's good. No one plants a garden to hope it just stays a cute little plant, a seedling in the dirt. No, you plant a plant so that it either grows to produce beauty or to enjoy, beauty to enjoy or food to eat. It's the same with anything like that. You want it to grow and to develop fruit trees or vines, the seed you throw down on your lawn. Where's Mark? Mark Lingell. Is your business the same today as when you first started it, or has it grown and developed along the way on purpose? So why? Why didn't you just keep it the way it was? Just cute and nice little business and... Yeah, so there's no way Mark's going to start a business and how many years later? So 2.5 million business, that's a nice little startup, to 10 million in business, right? He's not going to leave it that way. He's going to grow it, and he hopes that it grows and is successful. Students, answer this carefully. Are you any more knowledgeable after taking schooling than you were before? Not a movement, not a head shake, not a nod, no acknowledgement, but that's okay. Hopefully, students, I wasn't looking here, I won't say where I was looking. Students, hopefully you've grown and developed in your knowledge and perhaps experience. Why? You need a job. Yeah, you need a job for one thing. That's one of the reasons. You don't just go to school and spend yours or somebody else's money to just learn nothing and stay the same. No, you hope to grow and develop your skills and knowledge and experience perhaps. In almost all things, we would say growth and development is good and it's desirable. And so it is, folks, in our spiritual lives as well. Growth and development are crucial. That's what we're looking at. That's what we're talking about. Last week we considered the cost of discipleship. You remember what it was? Do you remember what the cost of discipleship was that we said last week? I didn't know if anybody would come back. The cost of discipleship we talked about last week was everything. If we want to really follow Jesus as his disciples, it wasn't that everything goes away or that we lose everything, but we submit everything. We submit everything to his will, to his plan, and to his use. Remember, we read a quote by, I think it was Billy Graham, went something like this: salvation is free, but discipleship costs us everything. everything. It costs us the submission of everything to him. Well, this week we're considering the worth of growing in discipleship, growing and developing as a follower of Jesus. Is it worth it? Is it worth it to grow in discipleship rather than to not grow? So we understand the concept of growth and the physical development of humans, and we know why it's important. Again, babies are immature physically and mentally, but we expect them to develop, and if we don't, then we conclude there's a problem. Spiritual growth is a similar concept, but far more significant for eternity. Growth is development toward a goal called maturity. And sometimes in the Bible, the word perfection is used for maturity. We grow toward maturity. We grow toward perfection. You see, when a person invites Jesus into their life, it's called being, Bible talks about it, and we talk about it in terms of being born again as a child of God. And at that point, we're spiritually immature, but as time passes, we should develop the qualities or abilities which the Bible says characterize a maturing person, a maturing follower of Christ. Many places in the Bible, we read about the need to grow and to mature spiritually. In Ephesians, we read, "Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church." Sounds like it's important. In 2 Peter 3:18, we read, "You must grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." Paul writes in 2 Thessalonians 1:3, "We ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more. And the love all of you have for one another is increasing." Again, in Philippians, I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. You see, if we don't grow as disciples, if we don't grow as Christ followers, the things that can happen are, well, there are many things, but maybe we run the risk of falling back into old, unhelpful, sinful things, sinful ways. Sometimes when we don't grow in Christ, problems come up from just lack of knowledge. It's unbelievable what people say the Bible says, and the Bible does not say that. It's incredible what people take from the Bible and twist and turn into something because they feel better about it. Or it makes them feel happy, and it's not truth. Sometimes, from lack of growth, problems come up from lack of knowledge, and sometimes believers can become stumbling blocks to others who are trying to grow in faith and in love. And so just like a baby needs to do certain things to grow physically, so too Christians need to do to grow spiritually. And spiritually speaking, we're not going to grow unless we have or get some things. For example, we won't grow unless we have a desire to grow. Now, as a child, you don't really have a lot of opportunity. Like, I don't want to grow up. Man, so many things running through my mind there. And some people really don't want to grow up, and mentally they don't, and they behave like they haven't grown up. But a child doesn't have that choice, but we won't grow unless we have a desire to grow, unless we want to grow. In the physical realm, you know, children do want to grow, because you hear things like, "I want to grow up just to be like mommy and daddy," or maybe their favorite sports person, or maybe their favorite movie star or TV show person. Have you ever heard or said, "I can't wait until I'm 16 so I can drive"? Right? You want to grow up. There's that desire to be able to do those things. You see, parents and kids become so excited when kids learn something new. Maybe it's that first step, you know? Yeah, right? You smile just thinking about it. And it happened, you know, not too long ago, but the smiles on their faces, can you see the reflection off of me? From their smiles, yeah. Parents and kids become excited and celebrate when kids learn something new, and maybe it is that first step, or maybe it's that first word, or maybe it's a picture that's drawn, or whatever. Everyone wants to see their kids develop new abilities. Likewise, in spiritual matters, Christ's followers, his disciples, must want to grow. 1 Peter 2:2 says this, like newborn babies, Peter writes in there, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment. You know how the baby does it when it wants food in a bottle? Not like that. Don't whine. Just cry out to God for that nourishment. Another version puts it this way, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. You know, oddly enough, some people seem to like being spiritual babies. Some people seem to like being spiritual babies. They don't want to grow up. And you know, it's easy to be a baby. You know, there's no responsibility. Other people feed you and clothe you and change your diaper. They don't have to do the harder work of growing in faith and practice. But being a baby isn't the goal of life. We're born babies so we can grow up and be productive and useful and helpful. And in a similar way, we're born again into God's family so we can become mature disciples, actively serving the Lord. Well, not only should we desire to grow, but also we need to keep up this desire to grow. You know, sometimes people who have come to Christ, who once wanted to grow, you know, they lose that desire. That happens. Maybe they start off on fire for the Lord, but over time they lose that. It's kind of like they become a little bit indifferent. They just stop bothering to try. Others might develop a certain level of maturity and then just stay there. And things kind of get stale, but they say, you know what, I'm good. I don't need to grow anymore, thanks. Good. But the Bible tells us growth is always needed. I mean, in Philippians, we read that even Paul, this guy we read about and go, oh, yeah, well, I can't be like that. Even Paul, as mature as he was, didn't consider himself to have achieved that maturity or as the Bible says, that perfection to the point that he could stop trying to grow or get better or to improve. He put past accomplishments, he said, behind him and failures and moved ahead to greater and better things. And he writes these words, not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ took hold of me. He says, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have got a hold of it all. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. In Matthew, we read this. On the way, Jesus told them, tonight, all of you will desert me. Oh, then Peter pipes up. Peter Piper. Maybe that's where that came from. Peter pipes up and he says, even if everyone else deserts you, I will never desert you. Jesus replied, I'm telling you the truth, Peter. Might be hard to believe, but tonight, this very night, before the rooster crows, you will deny you even know me 3 times. No, Peter insisted, even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you. And all the other disciples vowed the same. We know what happened, don't we? Peter went on that evening to deny Jesus 3 times. That scripture tells us he even cursed out the people who suggested that he was even connected to Jesus. Peter thought he'd reached a level where he would never deny Jesus, but that night he did it 3 times. And I say that to say followers of Christ, disciples, never reach the point where we're so mature that we need to keep, that we don't need to keep growing spiritually. We never come to that point where we're so mature that we don't need to keep growing spiritually. And one of the ways we do that is through nourishment. We need spiritual food from God's word. A child is not going to grow physically without proper food. Parents are concerned about proper nutrition. A good parent wants their child to eat what's good for them, not what's bad for them. We know we need food, and boy, you know, some of us don't like to go too long without it. And when I don't eat properly, personally, I feel weak and I feel tired and I have no energy. Likewise, spiritually, we cannot grow without the food of God's word. If you're not reading God's word, I'm not saying you have to do it a certain amount of time or this long and this many times, but if you're not in God's word at all, you're starving yourself spiritually. You need to be in God's word to feed on his word. Remember that Peter 1 Peter 2:2, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment. God, I need your help because I have a hard time reading the Bible. Maybe there's some way you can help me with that. Maybe there's just little pieces that you can grab and start out with. 2 Peter 3:18, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're encouraged to do that. We're called to do that. Matthew 4:4, people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. It's our food, our spiritual food. It's important that we not only grasp this, but also make every effort to grow and mature as Jesus' disciples. That's what we've been talking about. Listen to what Paul writes about some people in one church who didn't make that effort. He says, there's much more we'd like to say about this, but it's difficult to explain, especially since you are spiritually dull and don't seem to listen. You have been believers so long now that you ought to be teaching others. He says, instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things about God's word. He says, you are like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food. For someone who lives on milk is still an infant and doesn't know how to do what is right. Solid food is for those who are mature or maturing, who through training have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong. Wow, that's quite a statement he makes about the folks there. In Acts 17, there were some people called the Bereans, and some of them might have been disciples, maybe some of them weren't, but they were able to determine whether truth was being taught because they studied God's word, it says daily. It's an indication, folks, that we need regular nourishment. Psalm chapter 1, verse 2 says of a disciple, they delight in the word of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. Of course, exercise and practice are essential to physical development as well, aren't they? Athletes and musicians, to name a couple, know they need to exercise and practice to improve. Developing skills needs continual repetition, whether it's by playing a song, whether it's by throwing pitches or shooting hoops. That's basketball for anybody. Athletes run and work out and practice hour after grinding hour in order to grow stronger and develop endurance. Children are to practice skills over and over to learn them right. Children learning to walk, try again and again. They're proud of to learn a new word, and then they use it until it drives you nuts. They want to play the same thing over and over. Dress up. Let's make a fort. Let's pretend this or let's pretend that. Let's read the same book over and over again in one sitting. I don't have any issues. It just sounds like I do. It's awesome. And parents encourage kids to repeat what they need to learn. Parents encourage kids to repeat what they need to learn. Math, science, history, reading, music, you name it. And they get tired. But we encourage them because that's how they learn. What is that phrase? Practice makes perfect. I'm not sure that's quite accurate, but at least it promotes improvement. Well, just like that person who practices whatever they're learning, exercise and practice are essential to spiritual growth. Hebrews 5:14 says, solid food is for those who are mature, who through training have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong. Spiritual growth, folks, requires exercise as well as nourishment. 1 Timothy 4:7, train yourself to be godly. Wow. Like children, athletes, and musicians, we work again and again at applying to our lives the principles of God's word so that we can be effective disciples as well. And in all of this, we do recognize the need for time and patience, don't we? Children obviously take time to grow up, some longer than others. At birth, they're so small. I thought about that, and I thought some moms might disagree with me, but generally, at birth, they're so small. But soon, you know, they're outgrowing new clothes quickly. Man, some of them can even wear their parents' clothes in the not-too-far future. But it takes time. And sometimes they become impatient. I can't wait. I said it before, too. I can't wait till I'm 18. I can't wait to do this. And we say, be patient. It'll come soon enough. And time passes, and sure enough, what they were waiting for comes and goes. And they're looking back, wondering how the time passed so fast. And before you know it, you hear your adult child, your youngest adult child, say things like, oh, I remember when so-and-so was just a baby. And you're like, stop, you're my youngest child. Don't say those things, because if you're getting old and you're starting to go, I remember when they were, makes me feel a little bit older. Nothing wrong with that. But likewise, spiritually, don't expect maturity overnight. James 1, 3 to 4, to become perfect, to become mature, to become entire, we've got to have patience, for you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect. You will be mature and complete, needing nothing. Christians who are mature in their walk with God did not get that way overnight. It took years of study and patience and practice. It takes time. Growth will come as long as we're trying and we give it time. Of course, along the way, we'll make mistakes. But please, don't let the mistakes beat you. Don't let those mistakes keep you down. Don't become discouraged by mistakes and correction. Have you ever, going back to that, watched a child learn to walk? I mean, how many times does that little kid fall while learning? I mean, they fall again and again, and they get bumps and bruises. Our youngest son, youngest grandson, we only have one. Why am I saying youngest? Our grandson, when he was learning to do that walking thing, oh my goodness. I mean, if you've ever seen Lincoln, his face is usually multicolored. Lumps and yeah, right? And it's like, okay, stop taking him to the hospital. So there's going to be reports filed and stuff, and like it's just him falling down and hitting his head on the ground and coffee tables and couches because like he's an animal and he just goes. But he had to fall and get hurt and get bruised and bumps. They spill their milk. They dump their food. They fall off their bikes and so on. Parents often need to correct and instruct and even discipline. And there are days we almost feel sorry for the kid, because growing up can be tough. But kids are going to become mature. If they're going to grow and develop, they have to keep going in spite of mistakes and correction. And someday they'll look back on their childish mistakes and they will smile. You will smile. And it's like that in our spiritual lives too. We make mistakes. And we need correcting. But let me encourage you to keep growing. Keep asking God for that desire to grow. Keep asking Him to keep you wanting to grow. And then don't forget to be nourished. Do those things that help us to grow in our walk with God. Maybe it's practicing time, patience, all of those things. Developing those skills. Some of the greatest people in the Bible made the most terrible mistakes, and they needed correcting. Yet they are remembered as some of God's greatest servants, his greatest disciples. Because you see, great disciples aren't people who live without ever sinning or ever failing, but are people who learn from their mistakes and go on to serve God faithfully. Is it worth it to grow as a disciple of Christ? I think it is. As it is as normal for a child to grow, and when that child doesn't and it's things aren't going well, we see that, we know it's a problem, we know it's not what we desire for them. That's like God is our Heavenly Father. He wants to see us grow and develop into his kids, into his adults, into his disciples. And it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it. Where's Willie? Willie Flatt, in your life, has it been worth it for you to continue to grow as a disciple of Christ? By the grace of God, it has been worth it. Right behind you, Stan. Stan, you've been a pastor. I don't know how long. Okay, Stan's been a pastor. Stan was pastor here at this church for, I'm going to say, I always say about 13 and a half years. Is that roughly? Well, that's getting specific, but about 13 and a half years. I think in Stan's life, probably as a pastor, you and your wife Pat back there have probably had hurts and things along the way as you've followed God and as you've grown in your walk with him. But this morning, could you say to us, is it worth it? Has it been worth it? You wouldn't trade it for anything. I don't know all the details about why those guys wouldn't trade it for anything, but if you have a question, they'd be glad to talk to you about it. They'd be glad to talk to you. I could probably ask a number of you here this morning if it has been worth it, and I believe that the answer would be yes. I got a text this morning, I told you, from Lori, and this is what she sent to me. Hi, Pastor Craig. Could you please pray for me? I woke up yesterday not being able to walk well. I was trying to walk it off, but woke up this morning not being able to walk and having to use my walker. Thanks so much. And then she goes on to say, may God bless me and be at the center and all of those things. And then I wrote something back to her, and she wrote back to me, and she says, thanks so much. Jesus endured so much more. God is so good, and he is my strength. So, either these people are liars, or it's true. Or it's true. It's worth it. It's worth what it takes to grow and to develop as a disciple of Jesus. I challenge you to try it. Let's pray. Father, sometimes it's